Good morning. This week we've been talking about how Jesus comes into our darkness and He brings light and life to our lives. And we've talked about how, a few days ago, about how we long to rest, how we long to find relief. Because the world around us tells us that we're never good enough, we've never done enough, we're never who we're supposed to be, and we're always trying to measure up. And yet Jesus, as we said, says to us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." And yesterday, we talked about why we can rest, because God gives us Jesus Himself, that God is the giver of all good gifts, and He gives us the gift of rest in Jesus. This morning, I want to talk a little bit more about that. And so I know it's sometimes hard to listen when the Bible's being read, but I want to read the Bible first this morning before I explain really what the passage is about. So I'm going to read from John chapter 10. It's really a neat story about how Jesus is our shepherd and how we're sheep. So listen to what John says in John 10. Jesus is the one speaking, and He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep, and all who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And then he goes on and says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." It's a beautiful passage, and it tells us why we can rest. But I want to tell you a story to help explain, maybe to you, in a way, maybe you can understand why it is that we can rest. When I went to college at a place called the Citadel, and there isn't a lot of fun that happens at the Citadel. It's a military school in Charleston, South Carolina. So I decided to create my own form of fun one year. And there's this radio station down there. It was called the Big Bubba 107.5. Now it's called Cat Country, I think. And they used to have this call-in radio show called Crying, Loving, Laughing, or Leaving. And so I decided to create this almost like a soap opera. Two characters were created by me. One of the guy's name was Leroy, and the girl's name was Angel. And so I called in and pretended to be Leroy, and the DJ at night would say, "Are you crying, loving, laughing, or leaving?" And it kind of went something like this. And so I called in, and he said, who am I talking to? And I said, "This is Leroy. Are you crying, loving, laughing, or leaving, Leroy?" "I'm crying." "Well, why are you crying, Leroy?" "Well, I work down at Jeff's Tractor Repair Shop, and there's this girl down there, and her name is Angel, and she sings like an angel. And I just can't keep my mind off of her. I'm trying to do work. She doesn't even know I exist. She comes to work in these blue jeans and these cowgirl boots, and I just don't know what to do." And so he said, "Well, what song can I play for you, Leroy?" And I said, "If you would play Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On, I'd appreciate it." So anyway, he put me on the radio, and he played my song. And so this kind of saga developed after that. And the next time I called in, I asked her out on a date. She went out with me. I took her to a real nice restaurant, the Waffle House. Took her home to meet my mom and dad over Thanksgiving. This kind of whole saga played itself out. Until one day I called in and he said, "You know, oh boy, Leroy, what's going on this time?" I said, "Well, I'm crying." "Why are you crying, Leroy?" "Well, I got fired from Jeff's Tractor Repair Shop, you know, and Angel broke up with me, and they threw all my stuff from the office out on the lawn, and, you know," and so I explained, and I said, "Well, what song can we play for you?" I said, "Well, if you'd play Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places." And so, of course, he played the song for me, and it was funny, and a lot of the guys were hearing me do this, and it went on for about a semester, them playing my stuff every week. But as funny a story as it was really kind of a true story about my life, and I think it may be a true story about your life as well. Because really, we're always looking for something to satisfy us. I think if we're honest, we're looking for something, and more often we're looking for someone who can satisfy us, someone who can accept us, someone who can appreciate us and affirm us, someone who can fill us up. Because if we're really honest, there's an emptiness about our life, and we want someone to make us whole. And that's what Jesus is telling us about ourselves in this passage. He's saying that we're like sheep. We're like sheep who are constantly needing affirming. We constantly need to be filled up. We're constantly looking for something to satisfy us. And just like sheep, we're always looking for love in all the wrong places. We get lost. Easily we wander off. Easily we forget where we can find the love and the affection that God has created and given to us. One of the things that you might know, or really more than one thing you might not know about sheep, is this. The first thing you need to know about sheep is a sheep cannot rest. It can't lie down and have peace. It can't relax unless at least four things are met. There are four things that have to be done in order for a sheep to rest or relax. The first one is a sheep can't be in fear. If sheep fear that there's a wolf or a predator or something like that around that's going to come attack them, they can't lay down. They can't rest. They just walk around in the pen all agitated and worked up. The second thing is that if a sheep feels like there's some kind of social conflict in the flock, meaning if one sheep feels like another sheep's mad at it, or if it feels like, you know, it's going to get hurt by another sheep, or it's being cast out by the rest of the bunch, they cannot relax or rest. Another thing is that if they're being bothered, if flies are buzzing them or bees are buzzing them or pests are crawling on them, they can't lay down and rest. They're just agitated. They get worked up and they start to bleat, and they're just all, meaning they just start making these noises. They can't rest. And the last thing is this: if a sheep is hungry, it can't rest or relax. It can't lay down and be at peace. What does that sound like? Well, I think that sounds a lot like me. Because if those circumstances aren't met in my life, then I can't rest or relax either. But there's one thing that if it happens, it supersedes all those other things. There's one thing that if it happens, a sheep can rest. And that one thing that it needs more than anything in the world is the touch of the shepherd. You see, when a shepherd comes around, if the bees are buzzing and if it's a little bit hungry, the sheep start to rest because they love the shepherd. They know the shepherd loves them. They know the shepherd has their best interest in mind, and the shepherd takes care of his sheep. And Jesus in the passage is saying that he is our shepherd, that he knows that we have a hard time resting, but he's the one who's come to give us rest. He's the one who's come to satisfy our needs. He's the one who's come to fill us up and to make things right. And that all we have to do is love him and turn into him and trust in him. And the most amazing part of the passage is Jesus says, I know my sheep. I know my sheep just like I know the Father. You see, Jesus knows how broken we are. He knows how messy we are. He knows all of your good things and he knows all of your flaws. He knows all of your sins, and he comes and pursues us anyway. When our daughter Wells was born, she had a colic when she was a baby, and so it made her just cry a lot, and her stomach was hurting. And so I remember the first 6 months that we had Wells, she just simply couldn't sleep at all. And so I'd go into her room and I'd put her in her crib at night, and I'd lay her down and I'd sing to her and I would pat her back. And as long as I was patting her back and singing to her, she was quiet. But I'd start to do this kind of like I'd start to space out the pats, like when she was really crying, it was like pat, 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 pat. It's okay. But then as she started to calm down, I'd go, pat, you know, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, pat. And I was trying to fade out the pats. And so I would finally get all the way to the door where I was about to leave and let her, you know, the pats were stopping. And I would hit the doorknob, or I would, you know, board would creak, and then all of a sudden, wah, you know, pat, 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 pat. You know, we're singing all over again. And really, that's a picture of us. But that's who we are. We need the shepherd's constant touch. We need Jesus by our side all the time. As long as he is near, then we can find rest and relief. But when he is out of our life, when we look for love in another place, that's when we start to wither and dry up. And so I want to tell you, run to Jesus. Find rest and life in your shepherd, because he knows you and he loves you and he wants to give you rest. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are a good shepherd and that you know us and you know how broken we are. And you know us not only by name, but you know all the details of our life, and you move toward us even still. Lord, help us to come under your touch, to come under your care, and to know the life and the joy and the peace that we can find there. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.